Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Do you love spontaneous adventures, travel tips, and stories that will inspire you to pack up and go? Well, welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast. I'm James, your host, and each week I bring you travel tales, practical advice, and interviews with travelers from around the globe. Whether you're planning a big trip or just dreaming about one, you'll find everything from hidden gems to epic fails, because travel is not perfect, and that is what makes it beautiful. So grab your backpack and let's wing it. New episodes every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube too. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world. Hello and welcome to this week's solo episode. And today I'm doing a layover episode, and specifically for me, it was Hong Kong on the way back from India to Vancouver. And I've chucked in at the end some places that I've been to that are fairly easy to do a layover in, whether that's just an afternoon or a day, or you're staying over 2 or 3 nights. So when I flew to India, I went via Hong Kong with Cathay Airways, and on the way back, I had a 6-hour layover. Louise, my friend, and I thought, well, can we do Hong Kong in about 4 hours? Because you've got to be back for the flight back. And we thought, oh, do you know what? Let's give it a go. A bit hairy for time. You're not going to have loads of leeway for things going wrong, but I want to say it actually went pretty smoothly, and in the 4 hours it's very comfortable with the things that we did. So I thought I'd give some ideas for you if you're in Hong Kong for a day. I think it definitely is possible. So as I said, it's a 6-hour layover, and 4 hours of that was into the city, and the immigration was an absolute breeze. Visa on arrival, no queues, straight in, and before you know it, we're at the gate for the Central Station train, getting a return ticket for $20 Canadian, and it's about 22 to 25 minutes one way. So put that together, we've got about 3 hours in the city. This train was super modern, had aircon, great views on the way in. So we aimed for Central Station, as I said. And on the way, we went to an ATM to get some cash out, and we got about $200 Hong Kong, which is about $35 Canadian. And the only real plan really was to walk around the harbour front, get views of the city, and get some street food. And we may get some souvenirs along the way. So as we came into the city, we got off at the station and we got stuck into the Hong Kong traffic, crossing the road, big skyscrapers, but very orderly, unlike India, which is the opposite pretty much. And we're hungry. So the first thing we're going to try and find is some street food. No idea where to go. We're going to follow a few streets. And we managed to find one near Central Station, probably about a 6 to 7 minute walk. And if you pop onto Google Maps and put in Hong Kong, Guts Laff Street, that's Guttzlaff Street, and we found a plethora of options on the street, local food, those classic plastic chairs, quite low sitting, and cooked for you fresh on the go. So we thought, you know what, let's try one of these. We found a seat, they welcomed us in, we spoke to the guy next to us, and he's like, yeah, here's the menu, and this place is known for pork and rice. And we're like, you know what, let's go with a recommendation. So we sat down, ordered a Coke, and a pork and rice, and that comes to about $70 Hong Kong each, not too bad. Quite expensive in Asia for street food, but this is Hong Kong, and it's known for being quite expensive. The owners took our money, came back about 10 minutes later, and gave us a huge plate of food, of pork and rice and egg. It was absolutely unbelievable. And I must say, if you go to that street, there are about 3 or 4 along there where I assume they do similar foods, but they're all packed out to the rafters with locals. So it must be a great place to have some lunch. And do you know what? We're so happy. We weren't sure what to find. We didn't really want a restaurant, but we want some classic street food. Because believe it or not, in India, we didn't really have much street food. It's much more hotel-based because we're on the go and getting hosted quite a lot. That was a lovely an hour just sitting there reflecting on our Indian trip, stuffed that in our faces, paid, and then walked off. And then the next part of the journey really was to wander towards the Central Pier area. And you'll see a big observation wheel first up. Of course, you can go on it if you want to. But we really wanted a great view of the whole harbour. So we walked along the pier, couldn't really get the best view, kept on walking. Then we found this nice pier that went out, which is public access. And at the end of this pier, there's people fishing. And as you look back into Hong Kong, the whole harbour is there with unrestricted views, boats on the water, skyscrapers as far as the eye can see, some hills in the distance. It really was the best picture that we could find. And we're so happy we sat there. It wasn't too muggy. Had a drink, got some photos, admired the views, took in the sea air. And that really was pretty much 3 hours to the dot. So we wandered back via some souvenir shops along the way to Central Station. And we probably spent about 180 Hong Kong dollars, have about 20 left. But in terms of being in Hong Kong 3 hours, I don't think you can do much more than that. Of course, you can get in and out of the street food area, but we're there for an hour and we're like had no sleep on the flight. Our flight was 1 a.m. We got on about 6 a.m. India time and we're just absolutely sleep deprived. And we thought, you know what, we're just going to wander around, survive a little bit. Don't do anything too strenuous. Get some food and see some views. And that's exactly what we did. So I do think Hong Kong is definitely worth it. It's just one of those places that things are done properly. The train takes 25 minutes. They come every 10 minutes, I think. And they're all on time, all regular, all very comfortable, all easy to navigate. Of course, Hong Kong is a place I want to stay longer. So next time, I'll make sure I stay there for a weekend or a week and see all the things around it. But I'm super glad to get a taste of what Hong Kong is like. It's made me want to go back for more. And you know what? If you're going to lay over to Hong Kong and it's between 6 hours and a day, it definitely is possible. Below 6 hours, you're really cutting it because you want to be back for the flight, right? So you have to be really in and out. And if you know where you're going, it probably does help. But we had no idea, really. So we're kind of wandering around aimlessly. I've got some other layover cities from my experience that are pretty cool. I've got Kuala Lumpur. There's a direct train from the airport into KL Central Station. And you can tick off in a day the Petronas Towers, the KL Tower, and some great local food markets. If you're there at night or in the evening, the Petronas Towers area is really nice. It lights up, great for photos, great food in the area, and very trendy as well for a drink. I did stay at the Reggae Mansion, but it's a bit of a party hostel, so if you're younger, fair play, go and stay there. You probably meet some cool people and have a great night out. I did have a few nights out in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, and one was my birthday. It didn't end that well. I think I was sick of my sleep in the hostel. I think that's a story for another time, that one. Okay, Singapore, another great place in Asia if you want to have a layover. Very small, so layover makes it ideal. Get the train or bus from the airport into the city. The Marina Bay Sands is great for the view of the city with a drink. You can pay for the entrance fee to go up to the viewpoint, but I would say don't do that. Go to the bar instead. It's slightly cheaper to buy a drink and have the same experience. And the airport is one of the best in the world, so that's worth staying in for a day as well. And a cheeky recommendation or tip for the airport is if you find a staff canteen, it's hidden quite well, but anyone can actually have access to this. It's public access, but it's not well known. And they have drop down prices for really cheap local eats. That's a cool thing to do. Of course, in Singapore, you've got the Botanical Gardens, Raffles Hotel, the Cloud Forest. They're pretty cool to check out if you have the time. Amsterdam, technically not done this, but I think I will this year because I can fly from Vancouver to Norwich via Amsterdam with KLM. And the train, I think, is about 20 minutes from the airport into the city. Major hub for international travel. We didn't actually do it last time because it's so busy. So I think if you're in busy times like the summer or Christmas like we were, you've got to be careful about getting in and out because they actually stopped us from going down into immigration to go out because it's so busy. Just be aware of that. But as you well know, so much to see and do in Amsterdam. Icelandic Air, they offer free layovers with their flights if you want to stay for 1, 2, 3 nights. So, for example, if you're going from Vancouver to London with Icelandic Air, you can request to stay for 3 nights with no extra cost, be in Reykjavik, do what you want to do in Iceland, and then fly to London. If you stay for a weekend, that does give you the chance to see the Blue Lagoon, the city of Reykjavik, and maybe do some waterfalls in the country. We even did a great boat tour, which I think you could probably do in a day. It's called the Jökulsárlón Glacier Lagoon Tour. Basically, it's on a boat weaving in and out of icebergs. It's a pretty incredible thing to see and do. And of course, you've got my Icelandic's not great here. You've got the Hallgrímskirkja Cathedral, the famous one in Reykjavik. That's worth seeing. And you could do a waterfall day. Skógafoss waterfalls, classic. Þingvellir National Park has a few waterfalls. We did add that in as well. Very expensive. Koss is a great hostel if you want to stay at for one of the cheaper options in the city. I've got London here. I mean, I've been to London so many times, but if you go to Heathrow, you can get to central London on the Elizabeth line, or you can also do the Piccadilly line if you want to. So it's very easy in terms of trains. Of course, if you've got a load of stuff with you, that doesn't help, but there is an easy way to get into the centre of London. I think Gatwick has a good service to London Bridge if you're that way as well. You can buy a travel card for the day, go and see the sights. If you need a hotel to stay at near Heathrow, then the Renaissance Hotel is great as well if you need to spend a night, which we do sometimes if we're going via London. And to be fair, I've never really had a bad experience on a layover. I did have a cancelled flight coming back to Vancouver via Calgary because of the snow, and eventually got a hotel paid for by WestJet, which took an absolute age to get insurance on. That was a nightmare. I think I wouldn't risk a major hub like that in bad weather wherever you're going in the world. So do you make sure I don't entertain the possibility of being delayed or even a cancelled flight. But on the whole, it's pretty easy. You just need to be a bit brave, do your research, dip out into the city, see your things, get back in time, and it is possible. But I think what I would say is there's probably countries I would trust more than others in terms of the transport. So East Asia, for example, I would definitely trust the trains. But in UK, I would not trust the trains. Airports that are quite far away from the main city, you are running the risk there of not getting back in time. So it's all a bit of a game, really. And of course, the dream is that something like Icelandic Air, where they give you the weekend for free. I would always do that to explore a new place. So yeah, that's my layover episode. So Hong Kong, very doable. If I had longer, I'd probably go and see a bit of a viewpoint, probably do some hiking as well. Definitely all possible. And if you've got any nightmare experiences, let me know, because I'd love to hear them. They're quite funny to read out. I might do them on the next episode. That officially wraps up my India trip. I've done some episodes on that, and Hong Kong was the last bit. I've actually pretty much wrapped up all of my international travels now on the podcast. We're now going into the local travel season, as it's camping season and summer in Vancouver and BC. So I've got some cool stuff coming up in the next couple of months. Got some great interviews coming up, and I've got some immersive episodes coming up. So it's all go. Look forward to seeing you next time on the Winging It Travel podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It does help. It's free. 5 stars would be great. I'll see you next time on Winging It. Catch you later. Cheers. Hey, yeah, just a quick one. I just want to say there are many ways to support this podcast. You can buy me a coffee and help support the podcast with $5. Or you can go to my merch store with the affiliate link with TeePublic, where there's plenty of merch available to buy, such as t-shirts, jumpers, hoodies, and also some children's clothing. Thirdly, which is free, you can also rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or Good Pods. Also, you can find me on social media on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. Simply just search for Winging It Travel Podcast, and you'll find me displaying all my social media content for traveling, podcast, and other stuff. Thank you. Hey, yeah, just a quick one before we crack on with the episode. This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further. Literally. They cover all things travel finance, like the smartest way to book flights without playing the guess the cheapest day strategy, how to avoid paying for upgrades that you won't use, and when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices. So travel smarter, spend less, with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get back to the show.